Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Responding to national adversity. Although the Jews had been released from exile in Babylon to return to their homeland, things still were not going well for them. The prophet Haggai came on the scene and offered this solution from God to their national adversity. Here's the audio from a video I recorded. The link to the video is in the show notes.
Hello, friends. I am just sitting here in my office today and was studying in the book of Haggai. On Sunday, I delivered a message to my congregation at Calvary Assembly of God about the path to revival. And so that's been working in my heart this week, because revival requires a personal responsibility on my part, a personal commitment. And so when I come to Haggai, in the first seven verses, twice God uses this phrase, "Give careful thought to your ways." Twice God tells us, take a pause to look at the way that you're living. Now, that phrase there, careful thought, is a very strong word. It means to be very determined about it, have a definite purpose in mind. In fact, one of the definitions of that word actually means to lay violent hands on something. So in other words, this isn't something that you just go, yeah, okay, I gave it a passing thought. This is grab a hold of the thought and hang on to it and look really carefully at it. Obviously, with the implication of, as Haggai is going to point out here, to take a hold of the way that I'm living and then look at God's word and say, here's the way that I'm living. Here's what God's word says. Do they line up, or am I missing something? You see, Haggai was written after several of the exiles had returned from Babylon back to Jerusalem. They laid the foundation of the temple, and then they left that and began to focus on their own needs. And so he says to them, as he quotes from God, he says this, basically, if I could sum it up, he says, you're living in just a barely getting by state. He says, you have some crops, but you still are hungry afterwards. You have some fruit that's grown from the vine, but it's just not quite quenching your thirst. And God says, that's because my blessing isn't on it anymore. In fact, he says, I'm even the one that called for the drought. Here's what Dr. Henry Haley comments on Haggai chapter 1. He says this, one of the most insistent Old Testament teachings is that national adversity is due to national disobedience to God. That's a challenging word. So friends, let me just ask you right now, is there national adversity in the United States of America? I think that's a pretty easy question to answer. Things aren't as they have been before. I would, if I could liken it this way, just like the Israelites here laid the foundation for God's temple and then abandoned that, I think we too in America laid a foundation on God's word, on the principles that are in Scripture, and we've abandoned that. Now listen to this line of logic as Haggai concludes chapter 1, and I'll highlight the words that I think just form a natural progression here of the argument. God asks, why so little? Why is it that you're getting food, but it's just not quite enough? Why so little? Because God's ways have been ignored. Therefore, God has called for a drought. Now watch this. Then everyone repented and obeyed. That's what I pointed out from Psalm 85 in my message on Sunday, is that it's a personal response, that we read God's word, we hear God's voice, and we say, I have sinned. I am going to repent from that. It's not a national thing. We're not looking for somebody else to go first. We're going to go first as individuals. But then it goes on. The people feared the Lord because of this understanding of where they were. And it says, then Haggai delivered this message from God. Now notice, when this message comes, it's after the people have repented. Haggai says this word from God, I am with you. God wasn't with them before that. In fact, he was against them. He was an adversary to them to try to get their attention. And then the next line, so God then empowered them to complete what they've started. So I wrote down this in my journal. I asked myself this question: how long will I wait? How long will I wait? Am I going to just say, well, somebody else is going to step up? Somebody else is going to deal with this. I'm waiting for somebody to take the lead. Why not me? Why not you? Why don't you and I say, I'm repenting of the places where I have strayed from the foundation of God's word? We see other leaders in the Old Testament that will pray for national sins. They'll say, these are the sins that we as a nation have committed, and I am profoundly sorry for it, and I want to do my part to repent from that. So friends, let that thought resonate with you. How long will you wait? How long will I wait before we hear God's voice and before we say this national adversity that we're experiencing is because of our national disobedience to God? Let's you and I be the leaders and repent from that and turn back to God.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.